The plan known as the Impartial Justice Bill would qualify Supreme Court candidates for as much as $2.8 million in tax funding between a primary and a general election. To get that much, they'd have to abide by spending limits, and they'd have to be up against an opponent and independent groups that spend at least that much against them combined. But those matching funds would only kick in against independent groups if they explicitly campaign against the candidate. Groups that criticize the Supreme Court candidate but don't use phrases like vote against in their advertisements would not be covered. Governor Jim Doyle says he's not so concerned about money that candidates raise themselves, but says it's those anonymous issue ads that the legislature needs to go after next.
It's the money that flows in the final weeks, and I believe that the answer to that has to be that we have to be able to have a system that allows us to, when something is truly a political ad, we shouldn't hide behind the fiction that it's some kind of independent issue ad.
Democratic lawmakers have pledged to advance a plan early next year that would target issue ads. Exactly how they go about that constitutionally will depend a lot on a major campaign finance decision expected soon from the U.S. Supreme Court. Independent groups and candidates spent heavily on Wisconsin Supreme Court races in 2007 and 2008, which were marked by a barrage of 30-second attack ads in the weeks before the elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.